Okay, so we're holding here on page 579 in the piece, the Kuzari, in the Abarbanel, about the concept of Kvod Hashem. The last pasuk is Vayichasan es Ol Moed, or Kvod Hashem Oles HaMishkan. The Anan cover up the Ol Moed, and the Mishkan, and the Kvod Hashem for the Mishkan. What's the Anan with Kvod Hashem? So Rabbi Nil says this pshat. V'ris l'bar b'mokma zeh, amitas hanan v'amitas hakovas l'psukim. I want to try to explain really what it means. Ki hine ha-tere zocher b'har b'mekoyim is kvayt Hashem. V'chin hanan kvayt Hashem. V'roi l'achkor, im kvayt Hashem nema on levadoi, ala ish levadoi, is kvayt Hashem said about the onan, about the ish, or al mekubas Hashem yachad, or on both together, or al dova achazulosam, or something else, umaza dova. So what exactly do we refer to when we talk about Kvod Hashem? V'neida im ze teva ze onan shezecher Torah. I'm trying to tell a little bit, what exactly is this onan that Torah refers to? Im hu manan v'sel meidor olim, is this like a regular type of anan? O im hu teva acha. V'chein ha'eish nikrim koyim ha'is Kvod Hashem, v'shnema v'maimer ha'sinai. Omar Kvod Hashem keish oichel v'shahar le'nim ha'yisrael. Im hoya eish yisoydi pashut. Is it a fire as we know it? Or is murka mislatzakish and serens leinu? A fire of all sorts of. Pashut means here pure fire, something which is one type of fire, or a fire that has many elements to it, blue, yellow, green, different things. Are we talking about something natural which designates something, or are we talking about a ness? Is this a one-time event, or is this something that's part of Teva? Or the same Hamud Anan and not. The same Hamud Anan and Eish that appeared by Shlomo, is it the same or not? Are they the ones that went down? Har Sinai and Mizbeach, all the places that we've seen, is it the Pshat was the same? There was a certain Anan and Eish. Or is it many of the same kind? Like every time I eat an apple, it's a different apple, but it's an apple nonetheless in terms of the genre. I don't like what anybody else says. I'm now coming to explain it, both what makes sense and what the Torah seems to indicate. Kvod Hashem was said on the or that we saw in the onan. That's called Eish. So every time they saw one of these things, they saw an onan with an Eish inside. Omar Kvod Hashem keish oichla. Hine bir che Kvod Hashem eina onan. Avodava doimala eish b'ayav zera. So just the nature of an onan is something that obfuscates. It's something that hides other things. The nature of an or is something that illuminates. This Kvod Hashem is the or eish in the onan. Ve onan oya svivay k'mashashnu tamitz aveish. So it's always like when you have a fire, you have a fire, and then you have smoke around it. It was similar to that. Sometimes you see lights within a cloud. Similar idea. So the Rambam holds that the Kvod Hashem is this or that's inside the nun, which is a bria. It's not God, but it's something created to demonstrate something. V'aramban, because of pasuk v'chasan etzal moedus el shanei, yo'oymar, ke'onan kitzas olme kol tzad, u'kvoid ha'shem mele'is ha'mishkan, ki toichom ol ha'kovid, v'akovid yishoyim v'toichon teich ha'mishkan. So Ramban says that the kovod was something within the onan. V'avinez ha'kos ha'pasuk v'nan shal mishkan v'eshtiyo v'layla boi, b'onan, that also indicates that the or was inside the onan. All Lo yalnu levadei, uvlo mekuas eich anan, kim ala oyer ha'ishi belvad. So, physically, the first description is the light inside the anan. But omnam shayr shituf in shachar av mayer peis, samach gimel chad kushin, shekwer Hashem yom pomal atzim uhusay, shepomal reitzavay hagdolos pe odom es Hashem, eno shituf amitim. V'lochein, yoyse noch loyma, shekwer Hashem haruchne al yonema al ha'ola rishman yizvarach. Kvod Hashem is the first stage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. Ki hu ascholos drocha v'reishis b'yosav, v'anikrim b'loshen chachamein ozal shchina. Kein roya shenachshav shekor ha-kdoshim chachamein ozal shchina l'oira nivra muchash, ki divar ha-moira. V'loi gam kein shekor shchina atzmuse muhus divar ha-mban. Al kor shchina oysa ola netzim ha-nizbarach ishayna. Valias Michal named Soyam Veracious the Kulam, Bikesh Moisa Segosoi, Beninuim Barchayev Chius. So the first thing is, he cuts a very fine line. And he says, the Rambam Marnevuchim said that Shechina is that or. That's what the word Shechina means. So Shechina would be describing a physical phenomena which represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't like that so much. The others learn that Shechina means HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. It's another way of saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't think that's right either. He said he feels that Shechina is the Pshat. It is the first step down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Metzius. Let's give a little bit of a marshal so we have an idea. In the famous marshal, when a person builds a house, so the idea stage works. A person gets an idea. I like a house, and he has a picture of it. Then he has things through the details. He puts the details down on a piece of paper. He gets the trucks ready and everything, and he starts building it, and then you have the house. So you have, from the person himself to the house, there are layers of actualization going from very fine, like the picture of the house in my mind is already something definitive. It's not my entire self. It's a very special part of self, which is picturing a house. But it's really quite elusive. It's like something that you really can't put your hands on until you don't put it on a piece of paper. So here also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria in stages. And we're able to perceive, understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand at different levels. They're called Olamos in one language. And this language here, he's calling it Shechina. So Shechina would be like that. Here I have a person, and now he has a thought in his mind about a house. So it's already not the person, but I'd be hard-pressed to separate it from the person. So Shechina is a ruchnistic concept. It's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, because it's already a piece of the puzzle, so to speak. It's an aspect. But it is something that's really quite intangible and not physical. It's that first stage. Being that it actually is something that is a being, an essence. So it's already not God. Moshe understood that God is not comprehensible. But this is already not God. Bikesh Moshe Segos, Moshe wanted at least that. And he was not allowed. So this was something which he was told. This is also beyond limits to people. God himself is certainly beyond limits, but this is beyond. V'chein ha-shit v'ashlish z'zochar v'kvod Hashem enet soydik. Ke lo yom al ha-hilu v'ashevach. Kvod Hashem doesn't refer in the Pasuk ever to the glorifying of God, the shvachis, the hilulin. U'ma shama be'kavod m'loichol aretz kvodoi. when it says Olam Haaretz Kvayda, doesn't mean that the entire world is filled with people praising Hashem. It doesn't mean that. It's talking to exactly, it's referring to what I'm talking about. It's the roots, the fijem tzuusanim tzuam in soyim mashpi alehim. That the means we are kashbrochu is mashpia. Let me just refer to, let's just explain one point over here. So what's the point of it? Why have all of these things? Why do Moshe want to understand it? Why all these layers? And the answer is, it's very, very hard for us to see connections unless we see all the stages in between. So for instance, if I have a remote control, I press a button here and something goes on over there, it's astounding. I don't get it. So we talk about radio waves. We talk about there's something that generates radio waves here, frequencies. We talk about the receiver. In other words, as I understand the mid-stages, I see the connection. This world is built to not show a connection to God. It's built to be self-contained. It's built so that we can understand the world as it is, natural Bria, and if we choose to, we can lock out Hashem. And we were instructed to, our obligation is to understand where it comes from. And the only way you can do that is by picking up a trail to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I need to fill in every step of the way with, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's first step is the concept of a world. And the second step is the details. And the third step is this. Each step allows me to refer back to it. And that's why the importance of Shechina is a point of reference for me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So he says, Emes, that ein emes shemilas kovet ben anoshim eleilu ben anoshim yisbarach v'yema kovet shemilas. Yes, we use the word kovet, meaning praise and some reitnu l'ashem l'kechem kovet v'cholo kulam ha-kovet. Av la-kovet emir yisbarach v'mayim ha-kvayt Hashem enes kvayt cha v'az kvayt l'nem v'emes kim al-shet v'am s'l'chati. So, kovet in the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, in the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence means what I mean and not the praise of people. So it's either that light or that netzal. I want to add one point that will sort of narrow this machlokas, the last one. When we talk of kvod Hashem, meaning what people praise and give shavach and so on, let's understand what it is that we do. You know, a lot of our avodas, Tnu Kavod LaShem, you know, Tnu Kavod LaKechem, and I mean, what are we doing it for? So let's take a dogma of what Kavod accomplishes. Imagine there's a guy who's very tall, strong, with big rippling muscles, and I say, "Wow, he's so tall and strong." All I'm doing is stroking his ego. I'm not. That's pure. I don't know what to call it. Nothing about it that is any chash of any good. It's just simply giving a person a trip. But let's say somebody is somebody in the community who's extremely honest and yosher and full of integrity and so forth. He obviously has very few fancy trappings, nothing else. And I go out of my way to tell my kids, wow, this is a person who's huge. This is a person who's special. This is a person who's head above everyone else. Or somebody who helps other people, whatever. Now, the point of it is, what I'm trying to do is, Ruchnius doesn't have any physical manifestation. Tall, big, strong, with huge muscles is a physical entity. But good, kind, honest, all these things are not. And therefore, the only way I can make it a real part of the world is through Kavod and Shevach and so on. And that's something which is that's the or hamuchash. So in a certain sense, it's the same thing. It's giving some representation our world of something that Betzim is out of the world. So it's maybe slightly different practical meaning than the Rambam, but it's in content, in essence, it means the same. This or comes from not quite physical material. It's that or hagonus. It's a certain aura that was somewhat part of the world, no longer part of the world. And so on. So basically, the Barbanel says over here that the point of Kvod Hashem refers to two areas, which one is the physical representation, one is the concept. Physical representation is a light within a cloud, and the and what it's referring to is the Ila is that first the Ola Rishon. I want to add one more point. That representation is exactly what that physical representation represents exactly the concept. Because what we're looking for is not the divine in heavens. We're looking for the divine within the physical world. So the physical world is an anan. It's a cloud. It obfuscates. It's matter. It's physical. It's natural. So that is a cloud, but within the cloud, there's something that shines, and that is that aura that we're talking about. So there is it sort of represents in a very accurate way what it's coming to represent. Finally, last piece in Pekudei Ezra Rabbeinu Bechaya. It says, Kana Hashem al-Mishkan yomam v'eshti ha-layla b'alein k'vissol chom asayim, mikan tovin dveikas ha-shchina, kishom hoyu ka'achas, everybody was sitting the life in the Midbar consisted of everybody living around the El Moed containing itself, this Eish and Onan and the Shechina inside it. So all of Klal Yisrael was focused around the Shechina. So everyone was focused on and observing and was able to perceive the Shechina. In Olam Haze, I was Masha Meshchina amongst you. I will asid Lovoi Eina Zozo Mikem. Shenema Vnasati Mishkona Mishkona Sigal Nafshi Eschem, Vayisil Chemel Kim Adkan. So, Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promises that Shechina used to be there, and it will be there, and it will be there permanently. Ubira Dova. Kila osid tachsa nevuli sokad Musa, vashchina mchonasi seidasa. In other words, there will be direct connection of Kadosh Baruch Hu through Nevua and through Shechina. Yilamdu hakol das es Hashem b'shefa chachma. People will learn das Hashem through chachma, v'leyilmedun oid mulchama. The war will cease. Leiv Chodesh Yivra, Kadosh Baruch Hu will create a new heart. For Leiv Evan Yusa V'Yikra, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will tear open a heart of stone like Daf Torah. Ein Sod Mei Tzahara. V'Zoyis Nechamaseinu B'Gulaseinu Zuachreina. Our Nechama is Losha B'Kerev Yisrael Hatif Eres V'Akod Mishayna. The Klausel will regain its glory as before. And the glory of Klal Yisrael is, and this is something which is everywhere, is that Klal Yisrael's life become a very ruchnistic life, that our senses, our feelings, our understandings will be kaddish, kedusha. Kikein eftiach Yishayah l'ashalom v'chasim ha-sifrei b'mifrech ha-zyonai b'milas kivo oirech u'kvod Hashem. Yishayah finishes his sefer with the words kivo oirech u'kvod Hashem. Your light and the covered Hashem has returned. V'im b'gula rishayna havnu malkeinu ashatoy v'edu v'yayin. If in the first gula we had a Kaddish Baruch Hu we loved, and we're able to perceive Kvod Hashem with our eye, mitoch mechitzas anan baretz harav v'tzia, v'Hashem shom hoya, ki in shakosav asha ayin v'ayin nira ata Hashem, halei lasad lovoy tarbas agesenu yoyse, v'akovoyt ayin v'ayin nira mibli mechitzam dalas mi anam Yisrael. We're going to see Kvod Hashem without an anan. So he's sort of playing a little bit on the theme of the of Avraham, that same idea, that the Or Hashem within the Anan is a lesser madriga. Yes, I see the light, but there's some frosted pain around the light. Thus, it lovely, it will be uncovered. Kaftoras anovi kol tzafayich nosu kol yachtov yikosu kol yachtov yanenu ke ayma yoshav tzion. The kol tzafayich, the voice of the people on the looking out. The lookout people raise their voice because the ayin ba'ayin yiru shows here that Lasid Lovoi will be able to see ayin ba'ayin. So the haftach of Lasid Lovoi is that now we can only see it. We don't quite see it ayin ayin. We see it with some mesach hamavla, with some sort of division. Lasid Lovoi, we're going to see it all in its glory. Okay.